There are lots of places in our region you just pass on the way to somewhere else. When's the last time you got off the freeway in Hornbook or Wolf Creek or Gold Hill? The public TV station based in Medford is taking a look at the towns of our region. Southern Oregon Public TV begins a series called Our Town next week. Tuesday at 8, the spotlight shines on Gold Hill. Let's hear what the series gets into. From Southern Oregon Public TV, two guests. Brad Fay is the Director of Content and Services. Brad, welcome back to The Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.
And Jeff LeBeau is with us again, production manager and producer for this and other local offerings from SOP TV. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
So tell us about how the idea for Our Town arose in the first place.
Well, there's other public television stations around the country that are doing it and have experimented with it quite successfully. And so we sort of took the bull by the horns and thought, well, this is something we could do here. We certainly have a lot of interesting small towns throughout Southern Oregon. And one of our contract producers, a guy named Ralph Bowman, kind of stepped up, and he knew a lot about Gold Hill, and he started to talk to the residents there, and before you know it, we sort of had the basis of a treatment for a show, and we thought we'd kick it off with that.
So is the idea then to make sure that you get as much of the community involved as you can, or at least a number of local voices?
Exactly. In fact, that's what these other public television stations have learned, is that if you kind of just turn it over to the community itself, they've got the stories to tell. We just sort of act as passive listeners. We bring our cameras in and whatnot and let them tell the story. And we shoot some extra footage and, we mold the narrative, as it were. But yeah, what you're going to see next Tuesday is several different segments covering several different aspects of Gold Hill. And as we'll get into it here, who knew how much was going on in Gold Hill?
Well, that was my next question was, whether you as you begin to peel things back, you realize, wow, there's a lot of history to a town that is, what, 3,000-4,000 people now?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's even that big.
Is it?
I don't know. Jeff, you might have a better handle on the figure.
Yeah, I think it's a little less than 3,000. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So not a terribly large town, but with a pretty long history and some interesting details along the way.
Well, at one time it was, because the railroad kind of dictated a lot. And when the railroad started to go through there, that was actually, I don't know the history of all the other towns around here that well yet, but we hope to get to them. But Gold Hill was a real groundbreaker, let's just put it that way.
Of course, everything changed for Gold Hill when they discovered gold.
Right.
And it became quite a boom town for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, railroads, as you pointed out, could be a big part of the process. The railroad buff sitting here in the chair, so aware of this sort of thing. But, things will happen like when the railroad bypassed Jacksonville, then the county seat in Jackson County, that allowed Medford to thrive. Central Point had to move 2 miles to keep up with the railroad, stuff like that.
Right.
All kinds of fun things. How did you go? But you mentioned Ralph Bowman helped bring a lot of people in. Was he pretty well connected in the community of Gold Hill?
Well, he lives in Gold Hill, and so he did a lot of the legwork as we learned the best way to get the word out to the towns. As Brad said, we hope to do this many times with many towns, and we got the word out and had a meeting at the Gold Hill Library. It was standing room only, actually, out into the hall. So many residents showed up, and we did a little whiteboard exercise, started throwing out ideas, had the community throwing out ideas. Again, the idea behind this show is not for us to come in and say, oh, this is the story we want to tell. No, this is your town. Who knows your town better than you? And what stories do you want to tell? And so we filled up a whiteboard with all sorts of ideas and then kind of did a vote with the people there saying, okay, we have about 50 ideas up here. We can't do them all, so let's high grade them. They voted. We had the list, and then we had our volunteers who said, I will help your producers tell these stories. We'll provide the information and research, and they're the narrations.
You got the mayor standing in as the major host of this.
Yeah, she's the one who ties all the different stories together because the mayor is the mayor of the town, so who better to be the face, the spokesperson? And she did a great job.
How unusual is that process? I mean, it's very democratic. You're voting on the stuff to include and for that matter, what to leave out in the same process.
I've never done a project quite like this. It's been a little challenge because usually as a producer, as a production manager, you kind of want to control everything, but you kind of have to turn over and have faith that the townspeople will help our producers generate interesting stories, and I really think they did.
We are talking with the folks from Southern Oregon Public TV about the Our Town series commencing on Tuesday night at 8 with a focus on Gold Hill. Jeff LeBeau is the production manager and producer. Brad Fay is the director of content and services at SOP TV. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, maybe suggest a town while we're all sitting here around the table and talk about the interesting things going on there. Your town may be it. Maybe it's the town next to you. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. You did provide a screener, which I appreciate, and we were able to grab a couple of clips off of this. And one of the things about Gold Hill that's really interesting is you get a sense that this was a pretty solid place that was very important for quite some time. So here's a little bit from Gold Hill about the days when it was quite a thriving town.
You know, we really had a lot of things going for us because we were a really rich town. You can tell that by the schools. In 1910, when our school was built, Table Rock School, Willow Springs, they're wooden and ours is nice and brick. And that shows how much money was made and how much money was in our town. We had a hospital, had a theater, library of sorts, and they had warehouses, you know, to store the stuff that they shipped out. They had the water tower and all that for this train.
Had newspaper, movie house, opera house, a lot of the kinds of things that a thriving town would need. By the time the Depression came along, Medford had really grown quite a bit. A lot of the business was siphoned away from Gold Hill, and Gold Hill kind of went into a real slumber for many years, never business-wise really recovered.
The voices of Ron Brown and Linda Janaw from the first of the Our Town series on Southern Oregon Public TV. And I noticed that the detail about the opera house was important enough that the mayor then reiterated that just a few seconds later and said, yeah, Gold Hill had an opera house at one time.
Yeah, I was truly, that tickles me for some reason quite a bit.
fairly common, I think, for even some smaller cities to have them. But that's where you had performances of any kind. But so there were some surprises for sure for you guys along the way.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
Let's talk about some of the people you were able to bring in, because Ron Brown is well known to TV viewers in Southern Oregon from his years working at KDRV TV. I worked with him for 24 years, more or less. So Ron, and also a bit of an amateur historian himself, has been doing history segments for years.
Yeah,
he must have
been quite a bit
highly valuable to you.
Oh yeah, he was great. He's a feather in our cap as a resident to get this project started.
And what about Linda Janaw? What did she bring to the table?
Well, she's a historian, and she's written a book about Gold Hill, and she's quite knowledgeable. She was very, very instrumental as well.
So did you guys find Gold Hill unusually well supplied with people knowledgeable about its past? I mean, I can imagine there's some other towns people are like, I don't know, I lived here for a few years, don't know much.
Well, we did, and I mean, there's people who, you know, the gold mining still continues in a very small way, and so there's a lot of old timers, so to speak, that know that part of the history. There's people who deal with the cemeteries who know who's buried and all that kind of thing. There's people that know the history of, you know, what buildings were there or still are there, or in some cases a building that is now only one story instead of two, and the kind of the history of the architecture there. There was no loss for words in terms of people who knew something, and they all came, like Jeff said, to the whiteboard meeting, and that's where we got all the ideas.
Go ahead, Jeff.
And that was one of the reasons that Gold Hill, we chose Gold Hill, is because I did know, because I have some friends living in Gold Hill, that the Can Do community group is very active. The Gold Hill Historical Society is very active. So we knew that there was groups within the town that would help facilitate getting this project off the ground.
And I might add to that, you know, just because we had some real good resources like Ron Brown and people came to the meeting and all that, we also know that those types of people exist in many other towns around here, whether it's Jacksonville, Ashland, and so forth. So we really have high hopes that we can continue, like other public television stations have. There is a station in Pennsylvania that is now well into their 15th year.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And they've even gone back to towns. Because they've been doing this for so long. And I might add that if if people got left out of this Gold Hill, if this is successful, we'll come back to Gold Hill and get the rest of the story. So we're really looking for those people like the Ron Browns that might be in Ashland, or the Historical Society people that might be in Jacksonville or whatever it may be. And, of course, we cover all of Southern Oregon, so we totally intend to get all the way to the coast, all the way over to Lake County, all the way north, and even into Northern California.
I noticed you had the tall man from Lakeview in the opening scenes.
We're hopeful. We're hopeful.
Okay. So you're laying out the geographical boundaries right at the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
Over 15 years then at WPSU, the station you're talking about in Pennsylvania, how many different towns have they profiled?
You know, that's an outstanding question, one that I cannot answer, but it's dozens.
Dozens, okay.
Dozens.
I'm sure it topped 100, actually.
No doubt.
Been doing it for that
long. You know, and it's interesting that the stuff you've been able to provide already. I had no idea after 30 years of living in the Rogue Valley that the reason that Hanby School is so substantial is because the community was doing so well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
A two-story
mm-hmm.
brick school in a town the size
three.
Of Gold. Three, is that's right.
I believe it's three stories.
That's right. Not a typical thing.
No. Okay. And it's on the historic register now, in fact.
And when you talk about not typical things, I mean, Gold Hill also has, as you'll see in the show, you know, flooding was regular, and that gave way to a dam, mm-hmm. which has since been removed. So we go through the whole history there, too. and in fact, because the river is so robust at that point, we talk about some of the recreational opportunities. So we really do cover a lot.
There is a bunch of that. I love the story about the dam, Gold Ray Dam, which was removed. It was originally a power generating dam, but the idea the idea that it was rope driven, and after a while, people really didn't have the skills necessary to braid old ropes together like that.
And that's why they finally gave up, saying we can't maintain this anymore. So that was a surprise.
Jeff LeBeau and Brad Fayer from Southern Oregon Public TV. We're talking about the Our Town series debuting on Tuesday night at 8 with a look at Gold Hill. You can join us on the exchange right here, right now. Maybe propose your own town for inclusion. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's hear another clip from the show, because this is an indication of where some of the wealth came from in Gold Hill. As the name implies, there was gold nearby. Didn't realize, too, that the Gold Hill that a lot of people identify is not actually the Gold Hill.
Yeah.
But Linda Janaw sets us up with which one actually is the Gold Mountain.
If you could see right through that mountain, you could see the mine. It was so famous and so intriguing, they had daily stages from Jacksonville coming out to see the operation. Each of the claims had ropes around them and armed guards. The gold was sitting on the top of the ground, and it reported in the newspapers that people were picking up gold like turkeys picking up corn.
I sense a little hyperbole there, but there were, gold was abundant, certainly for a time in Southern Oregon.
Yeah,
well, that's what made this town what it was.
Turns out it's still there, some places.
Uh-huh. There is some narration from dead people, I notice, in this edition of Our Town. Did you consider the full Ken Burns approach with the violins and the diaries and everything?
That was done by one of our producers, Jess Webb, and he did a great job on that.
It's some good. Well, it's describing the cemetery, which is why you have dead people narrating it.
Yeah, and it happened to be he had stumbled across with and I cannot remember her name from the cemetery, but discovered information about the first quote resident, the person who was first buried there, and whose headstone was discovered years later, misspelled in an attic, and there's always little histories involved in towns, small towns.
So from the meeting you had at the Gold Hill Library, when the community helped you decide what was going to get included in this first Our Town, was there stuff that was on that list that for time reasons couldn't get included in the show, or just had to get reduced a bit in scope?
Well, there certainly wasn't. As I alluded to earlier, you know, hopefully we'll be back to Gold Hill to cover some of those other stories, because there's a lot of legitimate stories that we just couldn't, for time reasons, couldn't cover. But more importantly, you know, you have to make priority decisions in terms of what there are. But I would say, you know, of the 50 ideas that got thrown up on the board, what did we finally end up with?
15 stories.
Yeah, so,
mm-hmm. And what I really like about them is that there's a wide variety. We get a sense of the history. We get a sense of present day. And we even get a sense of their hope for the city itself. They really see themselves as a rafting community now. The river has historically played a major part, and they really embrace the river in Gold Hill.
Looking at the idea of a whitewater park and
all that
has been discussed there. In fact, we've had the promoter who was in this show on the exchange with us. Was there much tinkering with the structure of how you set up this first hour town? Did you learn some things that will be useful in later editions?
Yeah, we really – oh, the list is too long. But the show we base this on, the Pennsylvania show, they chose to give cameras and microphones directly to the residents, saying, go out, record your show, come back. We'll sit everybody down in one day, and we'll just do interviews, and we'll edit it together. And that's a fine way to approach it. But we thought it might be interesting and actually a little easier on our end to do is to provide producers that would work directly with the residents. And I think it actually has developed into a show that's a not to cast aspersions on Pennsylvania, but I think our show is a little more interesting to watch and holds up.
So this airs obviously in late summer. I noticed some bare trees in the video. How long a project is this?
From beginning to end, I think it took 9 months, but we have to get the process down to hopefully around more like 4 months.
Mm-hmm. And is the next community picked out?
No.
No, okay. Public TV, of course, a grant-driven business. So who helped you put this together, Brad?
Well, we have one funder, Raise, who helped us out there. We use our membership dollars for this particular production to cover the costs of what it is. But we hope in the long term that we can find some of the people that support these towns internally to help us out with producing these. As we've alluded to, we're learning a lot, and one of the things that we're learning is what does it cost? And it's not a prohibitively expensive production to do, so we're going to continue to do it. But we would like to find funders in the area, some of the underwriters that might be regional in scope so that they can cover a lot of towns. And hopefully that'll be the funding going forward. But at this point, we decided it's time to do this. Pennsylvania had success with it. Now, I might add that when we come on the air with it Tuesday night, it is a pledge program. And so we hope people, especially from Gold Hill, will support it that way too.
Okay, makes sense. The project is called Our Town. It begins with a focus on Gold Hill. That'll be Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Southern Oregon Public TV. Brad Fay is the Director of Content and Services at Southern Oregon Public TV. Jeff LeBeau, the production manager and producer. Thank you both for joining us today in the Jefferson Exchange. Best of luck as the show continues.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.